Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Podcast, helping you navigate the social media jungle. And now, here's your host, Michael Stelzner.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me for the Social Media Marketing Podcast, brought to you by socialmediaexaminer.com. I'm your host, Michael Stelzner, and this is the podcast for marketers and business owners who want to know what works with social media. This is a special episode of the show because I've got some really exciting news. We have literally just announced a brand new podcast. Yes, a totally new show. It's called The Social Media Examiner Show. What is it? It's a daily audio podcast that is a 10-minute show. And it's a very, very short show. And what makes it different than this podcast? Well, I like to think of the Social Media Examiner Show as a snack and the Social Media Marketing Podcast as a meal. The Social Media Marketing Podcast, the one you're listening to right now, is a 45-minute, typically interview-based show where we go really, really deep with social media experts. The Social Media Examiner Show is a much shorter show where there's no interviews. As a matter of fact, I'm not even the host of that show. And instead, what we're doing with that show is providing you very valuable yet shorter shows that you can listen to. It's really ideal for you if you have a hard time keeping up with everything that's going on with Social Media Examiner, all the content that we produce, and you want to keep up to date on the latest and greatest in the world of social media, and you want something really valuable, but you want it condensed down into a very short 10-minute show. As a matter of fact, I listen to the show in the morning while I'm shaving. You can listen to it when you're in the shower. You can listen to it when you're in a short commute, whenever you want. Let me play you an example of the show right now.
Welcome to the Social Media Examiner Show, helping you thrive in the social media jungle. And now, here's your host, Chelsea.
Hello, and welcome to today's show. I'm Chelsea. This episode comes to us from Luke Summerfield and is sponsored by Social Media Marketing World 2015. I'll tell you more about that event later in the show. Today, we'll explore how to improve your social media ads using brain science. Are you advertising on social media? Do you want more attention for your social media ads? The way you design your ad impacts how much attention it will get on social media. In this episode, you'll discover what the brain pays attention to and tactics for holding that attention. The first step is to understand how attraction works. Each second, your senses are bombarded by over 2 billion bits of data. The only thing that keeps your brain from being overwhelmed is the reticular activating system, or RAS for short. This system works like a filter, deciding what data should be passed on to your brain for processing and what should be ignored. In other words, it decides what you pay attention to. Modern advances in neurology and psychology have unlocked some of the key attention triggers that are picked up by your RAS. These insights hold powerful implications for marketers looking to grab their audience's attention. Let's discuss several of those triggers. Trigger number one, create motion. Attraction to motion was programmed into humans over thousands of years. In our species' sub-Saharan days in Africa, we were always on the lookout for predators or for our next meal. Today, we don't have to dodge danger or track down our next meal, but motion is still powerful for capturing attention. There are a few ways you can take advantage of this in your social media ads. One way is to use GIFs or video. GIFs and videos tap directly into your RAS and pull your attention to them. GIFs are easy to make and draw the eye away from static images. Google Plus, Tumblr, and Twitter all allow you to use GIFs in ads, so take the time to create animated GIFs for your most important ads to pull users' attention to you. To illustrate how this principle works with video, try going to Facebook and scrolling down your newsfeed. Notice where you focus your attention? There's a good chance that you immediately look at autoplay videos. Take advantage of that natural reflex and record an Instagram video or Vine to complement your Facebook ads. Another way to take advantage of RAS triggers is to use images that imply motion. Some social media platforms don't support videos or GIFs, but there's another, trickier way to add motion to your campaigns. You can use images that show something moving, like a picture of a speeding car. Pictures showing motion activate mirror neurons that trigger the brain to react as if the event is actually happening. The marketing takeaway here is that images showing motion can also help catch your audience's attention. Include them when you're not able to use something that actually moves, like video or GIFs. And the final way to trigger your RAS is to implement motion on blogs. It's likely that you've already seen this motion tactic on a blog. As you scroll down the page, certain elements animate. These animated elements could be anything, a spinning graph, a jumping button, a sliding ad, and so forth. There's a good example of this on the Add This blog. When you're on their site, scroll down and pay attention to where your eyes move. You'll likely find that you're drawn to the animated suggested content box as it slides in at the bottom right corner there. You can use the same tactic as an ad instead of a content suggestion. It is easy to overuse motion, though, so remember that less is more. If there's too much motion, the brain is overwhelmed and blocks it out. Trigger number two, intrigue with ambiguity. Our brains love a good mystery or puzzle, so integrating ambiguity, mystery, or uncertainty into your marketing greatly increases the chances of hooking your audience. For instance, try introducing a mystery to capture attention. When the brain is presented with something it can't quite figure out, it locks down your attention so it can focus on how to solve the puzzle. This concept was helpful back when we were trying to figure out how to crack open coconuts for food. One practical application for marketers is creating a mystery that draws the audience in, and the only way they can solve the mystery is to click on the ad. Another option is to create anticipation. Audi does a phenomenal job of implementing the mystery principle in a teaser video for a car they're unveiling in the 2015 Auto Show. I'll share where you can find that video at the end of the show. But by creating hype and anticipation, Audi enthusiasts are on the edge of their seats and looking forward to the full unveiling of this concept car. Another strategy is to ask the audience's minds to question. Our brains expect to see certain objects in particular context. So when those objects are out of context, the brain has to work to decipher the image. For example, how the mind perceives blank space is a powerful weapon for winning attention. Objects or pictures that are incomplete in the traditional sense make the viewer's brain work to understand them. Alternatively, you can take two common items the brain is familiar with and mix them in an unusual way. This cognitive dissonance intrigues the brain and attracts the user. Heinz did a great job of using this technique with a tomato and a ketchup bottle. At the end of the show, I'll tell you where you can find that image. As marketers, you may be saying, we don't want the viewer to have to work at all. But as long as the image is easy for the brain to solve, the puzzle increases the chance of capturing and holding the viewer's attention. And now, a quick word from our sponsor.
Want to keep ahead of your competitors?
Need to master a social platform?
Struggling to measure your ROI?
Discover how to improve your social media marketing at Social Media Marketing World 2015.
Brought to you by Social Media Examiner.
You'll rub shoulders with the biggest names and brands in social media, soak up countless tips and new strategies, and enjoy extensive networking opportunities in San Diego, California.
Pick from more than 100 expert-led sessions across 7 tracks
focused on tactics, strategy,
measurement,
corporate,
small biz, content, and the future of social.
Network aboard a naval aircraft carrier.
Meet industry leaders Jay Baer, Guy Kawasaki, Mari Smith, Chris Brogan, and Michael Stelzner.
Don't miss the industry's largest conference.
Discount tickets are limited.
Visit socialmediaworld15.com to secure your ticket today.
And we're back with trigger number three, share neutral faces. Our brains are naturally attracted to faces. You can take advantage of that by building ambiguity into the emotions your audience experiences. The makeup and fashion industries do this particularly well. For example, look at an advertisement for Sephora, MAC, Avon, and so forth. There's a reason why their models have a neutral facial expression. A neutral expression has a certain level of ambiguity and causes the viewer to interpret what the model is thinking or feeling. However, too much ambiguity makes your image too difficult to decipher. The brain becomes frustrated and the viewer loses interest. So as you develop your ads, try keeping them at a level that a 6-year-old can figure out. This level of simplicity keeps the element just tricky enough to grab attention, but not too tricky that the viewer loses focus. Plus, when the audience figures it out, they'll get a little shot of dopamine, which is a chemical in the brain that's released to reward an achievement. This makes them feel good about completing the task. Trigger number 4, find common ground. When developing your social advertisements, think about the people you're targeting. Dig deep to find something that's dear to their hearts and that they're familiar with. Perhaps a family member or friend, home, city, or favorite sports team. The high-end hipster clothing maker Beta Brand uses familiarity in their social media advertising. On their website, customers get a 10 to 20% discount if they submit pictures of themselves wearing Beta Brand clothing. The catch is that customers must log in with their Facebook profile before they can load a picture. The company then uses the uploaded picture in a Facebook ad that targets the customer's friends and followers. So as the user's friends scroll down their news feed, they'll see a picture of their good friend. So their attention immediately focuses on that image. Using a photo of someone's friend to advertise. That's a brilliant product placement. In conclusion, the ability to capture and hold attention is a prized skill for marketers. Marketers who understand how the brain works can effectively use that hardwiring to capture attention. So, what do you think? What tactics do you use to capture your audience's attention? Do you have examples to add to the list? We'd love to hear from you. To leave us a comment and view this episode and its visuals online, visit socialmediaexaminer.com/E1. Again, that's socialmediaexaminer.com/E1. Be sure to never miss a future episode of this show. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player. If you enjoyed the show, we'd love a review in iTunes. Also, be sure to visit socialmediaworld15.com to discover more about Social Media Marketing World. This brings us to an end of the Social Media Examiner Show. I'll catch you on the next episode.
This podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner. For more useful information, head over to socialmediaexaminer.com.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that sample episode. To find out how to subscribe to the podcast, you can just search for Social Media Examiner Show in your podcast player, or you can visit socialmediaexaminer.com/podcasts. That's podcast plural, podcasts. To find links to the show for iTunes, Stitcher, and also RSS. Once again, socialmediaexaminer.com/podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you next week and have a wonderful day.
The Social Media Marketing Podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.